Apparently, Mr. Sulai has left CCM because he has been convinced that CCM is not the party that will be able to really steer Tanzania into fundamental development that is needed in this country. And in this case, he has decided to join the forces with the other former prime minister, who is our presidential candidate in the next general election in October. So both of them make a group of many CCM supporters, many ruling party supporters, and prominent and senior members who have crossed into the opposition because of the ongoing corruption within the ruling Chama Kiludi, that is CCM party, and also because of the mismanagement of the party, that is what they claim.
You mentioned that already another former prime minister, Mr. Lowassa, has joined the opposition. What role is Mr. Sumaya going to play? Is he going to seek leadership, or is he going to just be with the opposition during the electoral process?
According to the press conference that took place in Dar es Salaam today, where he announced his departure from CCM into the opposition, he did mention that he's not coming into the opposition because he's seeking any particular post. But he thinks that it's the high time now that Tanzania strengthens the opposition. So we have two main political parties, like the way it is in the U.S., where you have the Republican and the Democrats, or the way the case is in England, where you have the Labour Party and the Conservative Party. So he says that it's a high time now some senior and experienced member of the ruling party move into Chadema to improve the opposition. So once we have the formidable opposition with experienced leaders from the former government, then it will make the opposition stronger, and that will be good for the benefit of the country.
As you know, Mr. Sumaya and Mr. Lowassa has been in the with the ruling party for a long while. Is there a resentment from the opposition now that these two are joining the opposition?
Certainly there was at the beginning, particularly when Mr. Lowassa decided to cross into Chadema. It was a kind of a shock because most people didn't expect it, because it was the first time ever that such a senior person from the ruling system defects into the opposition. So it was kind of a shocker, but within time, people really settled down and thought it was a brilliant idea. And so Mr. Frederick Sumai has also followed suit. There's no any kind of resistance whatsoever from our opposition bloc into his coming to the opposition camp. And actually what we've been saying is we welcome all other Tanzanians from the ruling party to join the opposition, because we need to strengthen the opposition. We need to have the hanged parliament. We need to form the next government. So we would need to have all the experienced leaders who think that Tanzania now needs to really change. And this change can only come when we have a strong and formidable opposition.
What do the defections of Mr. Lowassa and now Mr. Sumaya say about the ruling CCM party? I mean, in terms of its policies.
Yes, they both confess that the government of the day in Tanzania under the CCM party is a very, very corrupt government. They also claim that the government has lost mandate really to lead development of this country. And they also claim that this government has mismanaged the economy, and the pace of development in Tanzania should have been much, much, much faster and higher if the government of the day was effective enough to steer this country into the next level. They also apportion a lot of blames to the ruling party itself, the way the nomination process took place within Chama Kiludi to get their new presidential candidate. They think the process was not democratic. They were sidelined in the process. The justice was not done to all the contestants that it was supposed to be, according to the regulations and the constitution of the CCM party. So that in the case, both candidates feel that some justice was not done to them adequately, and it should be. And so therefore they should find a new political dispensation, and in this case in the opposition, to see that we create two serious opposing forces